Good evening. It's just past the hour of 6 o'clock. For WXPR News, I'm Andrew Padgett. Fire fully engulfed a residence in the Vilas County town of Cloverland Wednesday afternoon. The Sheriff's Department reports responders arrived at 5680 Cloverland Drive to fight the blaze. The home has been unoccupied for some time. Several agencies responded to the blaze, and no injuries were reported and the dwelling was a total loss. The fire remains under investigation. A report earlier this week by Wisconsin News Connection's Tim Morrissey with a Red Cross spokesperson found a critical shortage of blood donors in Wisconsin. A regional rep agrees and says the public can soon help out. Mark Sutton is a regional blood representative for the American Red Cross. He says the need for blood doesn't change, but the supply does because of a variety of factors.
Students are out of high school and colleges, and that's a big part of who helps us to meet that need for blood. And with them being out on summer vacations, we see a decrease there. But then also the 4th of July holiday and the summertime itself has a dramatic impact on the blood donations. You know, people are on vacations, they're taking time off. Businesses that are running blood drives are not running as many simply because, you know, employees are often taking that time off with families. Those things combined really put us into a situation where we're under an emergency need right now.
Sutton says all types of blood are needed. He also says some drives are coming up.
On July 18th, we're going to be in Tomahawk at Grace Lutheran, and that's from 11:30 to 5:30. And then on July 20th, we'll be at the Anago Library from 10:30 to 3:30. And then on July 21st, we're going to be at White Lake Community Center, and that's going to be from 11 to 4. All of these blood drives are listed on our website, which is redcrossblood.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Sutton says you can set an appointment, but walk-ins are welcome. It's the peak of summer in the Northwoods, and traditionally, gas prices should be at their highest. Not this year, and probably not for the foreseeable future, says a gas price expert. Ken Krall reports.
Senior petroleum analyst for the gas price watchdog website, GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, tells us the latest prices.
Statewide, at least, gas prices are up just slightly in the last week across Wisconsin. Prices actually bottomed out right around July 4, slightly higher than $2.22 a gallon. Today, the statewide average is about $2.23, so not a huge increase.
DeHaan says even with the slight bump, it's still some of the cheapest gas prices all year. He says that's odd because rising demand in the summer usually spikes gas prices. He says a relatively quiet year with refinery issues has kept the gas coming and production continues to be at high levels. He says oil prices remain stable, but that could change.
OPEC decided that they are going to meet a special meeting on July 27th, and that being 2 weeks from today, could have an impact on gas prices moving forward. It's really not known what they might have in store in terms of a decision. Will they cut oil output or will they ramp up output? That's really hard to guess. I would certainly be on the side that guesses that perhaps they will rein in production yet again.
Several stations in southeastern Wisconsin have prices in the 205 range. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
A Tomahawk teacher has won a national contest from the cable TV network HGTV. On the HGTV website, it says Stacy Boulder was surprised when an HGTV host showed up at a local establishment with a camera crew to get her reaction. Boulder won the HGTV Smart Home in Scottsdale, Arizona. Along with the home, which HGTV says is worth $1.5 million, Boulder and her husband also won a 2017 Mercedes-Benz and $100,000 from Quicken Loans. And for your weather for this evening and looking forward, we are going to have slight chance of showers this evening up until about 10 o'clock and then a low around 51 degrees tonight. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Saturday will be a 30% chance of showers and a high near 81 degrees. And Sunday will be sunny with a high near 73. And that's your news for this 13th of July. For WXPR News, I'm Andrew Padgett.